You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello. Welcome to Monday Football Monday here on the SB Nation NFL Show. A reminder before we get started that this show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings Sportsbook. As mentioned, this is Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show. You can access us in a variety of different ways. If you are a visual learner, you can hang out with us on the SB Nation NFL YouTube channel, the SB Nation NFL Facebook page, or the SB Nation NFL Twitter page. We stream this live. Some of their shows try to copy us and be like us because, I mean, hey, we're Monday Football Monday, but we are the OGs when it comes to streaming live. Of course, we are initially a podcast. You can listen to us wherever you get your podcasts, subscribe, leave a rating, write a review. We appreciate those things. We will always read ratings whenever we get them. I say we. My name is RJ Ochoa from SB Nation's Blogging the Boys, where we cover America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. And joining me, as always, every single Monday Football Monday is our fantastic producer, Rachelle Prevett, and my co-host, standing in at 6'4", hailing from Syracuse University. He just got touched up on the sides. He's got a beard that's looking sharp. His name is P to the E to the T. Is Sweetie.
What's up?
Pete. How you been, my man?
Happy Monday, football fans.
That's right. Pete, I mentioned that if people leave a rating or a review or whatever, we will read them. All right. Are you ready for this? All right. So again, wherever you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show, leave a rating, write a review. We'll read it. Pete and I, nothing.
Leave one on iTunes though. Isn't that the only?
Well, I mean, look, Pete, let's just not get into the particulars of it all. But we have a new review. This comes to us here freshly in the month of May. In fact, this came on May 2nd, 2022, a Monday. So appropriate, April. Actually, last Monday. So we're reading it the very next possible chance that we have.
April showers bring May flowers.
Exactly.
So hopefully this review is full of flowers.
So it's a 5-star rating, and it comes to us by Effing Davis. I'm being serious here. It's F'ING. So Effing Davis.
I already don't know
Davis.
About this one.
The title is simply MFM, big block capital letters. All right. And short, sweet, to the point. Here's the review. MFM is the best on all the SB Nation pods.
Well, it's hard to argue with that. Am I right? And SB Nation, that's a wide
big umbrella.
We're not just talking about SB Nation NFL.
Mm-hmm. Michael Kist, hope you're listening. All right, you know, just putting that out there. I mean, Pete and I, our backs are starting to hurt a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right. Raise up, and that can mean a lot of things.
Right. Rise up is the official slogan of the Atlanta Falcons.
Ours is because of being the best show. Raise up, if you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink. Hey, what's up, Mr. Kiss?
I thought the like punt was something to do with raisins. Do you like raisins? Oh. Is that a part of your dietary habits?
I would say no. Mm-hmm. Am I opposed to raisins? No. Ants on a log, you know, from time to time.
Mm-hmm. I love me some chocolate raisins. I'm good with that. Okay. Pete, before we get started.
Raisinettes, if you will.
Before we get started, I wanted to ask you, how much of your week do you have planned right now? Like if you pull up the old calendar. You know,
it's too much. There's too much going on this week. Honestly, I got to tell you, if you really want the truth, I have a lot to do. I have finishing up rookie mini camp.
Okay,
so
I didn't ask for the particulars. I'm just like, you look at
it's busy.
Okay, you got a lot going on.
I just brought it up. The thing is just chock full.
It's got lots of colors and stuff. It's crazy time. It's just, you know, whatever. Well, I ask because that's kind of the theme of this week and therefore the theme of this episode of Monday Football Monday is the NFL schedule is coming out, baby.
Ready or not,
the NFL content machine is churning out some business. All right, give me a train sound, Pete. Come on. This is like a tram. I was looking for like a classic, like a locomotive was really. Anyway, the NFL schedule dropping in its total capacity on Thursday afternoon/evening. But because the NFL loves to dominate our lives, they are now slowly dropping breadcrumbs on the way to grandmother's house all throughout the week. In fact, Pete, earlier this morning, the morning that we're recording this show, ESPN announced two of their Monday night football contests, their new look Monday night football with Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, and Lisa Salters, of course. So that is an exciting thing. We have, you know, we knew actually last week about the international games that were taking place. Those were technically the first games of the season to officially be announced. But on Monday morning, we found out that week two will actually have a Monday night football doubleheader. Generally, that comes in week one. But week two, we've got Tennessee against Buffalo. Yeah. That's the early game. And then nobody really cares. The Eagles against the Vikings in the nightcap sort of time slot. The first game of which, the Titans-Bills game, is on ESPN. Yeah. The second on ABC. ABC's back in the mix here, people.
I think that's great. I think it's great that we get to see our birds right away during the NFL season.
Interesting way to refer to Bills. I know that the Buffalo wings, but you know they're not birds.
I of course need.
Come
to
on, that was great. Come on.
I never understand why it's so easy, right? This planning thing, it's so easy. You just have to have the game one finish, and then you start game two. Mm-hmm. You're the same company. You're in control of this. You have both games.
Anyway.
Start 1 3 hours earlier than the other. You know, what are we doing?
I was thinking about it while you were talking because I wasn't listening. The actual first game that we learned about as far as the schedule is, speaking of week two, correct me if I'm wrong, Pete, Chiefs-Chargers on Amazon's Thursday Night Football? That's the
Amazon Prime.
That's the
debut.
First like Thursday Night Football with that. This always happens. I'm gonna be honest with you, Pete, because if it isn't obvious, we're talking schedule here on Monday Football Monday.
Love the schedule.
A pet peeve of mine. Is the first game of the season takes place on a Thursday, right? That's the game Cowboys-Bucks last year, right? We'll see whoever Rams this year. Pet peeve of mine is when people refer to that as Thursday Night Football. It's not Thursday Night Football. It's not. It's actually the Sunday Night Football crew,
right?
With a game that's on a Thursday. Thursday Night Football is a brand, all right? What's happening in week two, Chiefs-Chargers with Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, that's Thursday Night Football. Let's just get everything in the right box. That's all I'm saying.
They do, on that opening day, they do refer to it on the broadcast as Sunday Night Special.
Yeah, well, because they use the NBC themes.
Too confusing.
And stuff.
Yeah. A couple times a broadcast when you have the opening game, I'm checking my watch. Is it Thursday? Is it Sunday? Let's just call it what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Let's not have to refer to it as Sunday Night Football. I think that's a little silly.
So, as mentioned, ESPN revealed two Monday Night Football games today on Monday. Tomorrow, Pete, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you actually slacked this over to us last week. On Tuesday, yeah. CBS will announce a game or two. I don't know if it's one or two, but they'll have an announcement. On Wednesday, Fox will. Thursday morning, speaking of NBC, they'll announce something. And then Thursday all day, we'll see the standard leaks, I would imagine, before the official release and the special on NFL Network on Thursday evening. So
there's a hero, right? In California,
I need a
right
hero!
Now. Right. There is one. And you know who you are. I know you've been thinking about it, and
I know who you're talking about. He is our hero. Mm-hmm.
This is your push to just release the whole schedule and thwart all the plans for the rest of the week. Well, so I know that you have it, and you've been thinking about it. You're like, should I just do this? Mm-hmm. Yes, give it out. And
we have a hero. So in the spirit,
of seven announcements, in the seven and counting.
In the spirit of the NFL schedule coming out this week, Pete and I are going to go through 10 games. That we are excited, actually really five that we are excited about, and five that are going to be sold as like big time games that are actually just low hanging fruit that aren't going to be exciting at all.
This is a great list.
Mm-hmm. You ready for this?
Yeah.
By the way, just so everybody knows, again, shout out to Rachel, today's MFW MVP. She and I worked together on the Google Doc that we all share. There's 2/3 input from Monday Football Monday. I'll let everybody guess which third was absent. That's all I'm saying. You look at the doc right now, there's a lot of notes there.
This list is explosive.
back.
So keep Pete, do you want to go games we're looking forward to? All five games will be made into a big deal, but a low-hanging fruit, all five, kind of mix and match. Like, how do you want to go?
Let's do the first one first.
Okay. Games we are looking forward to. We're going to go in ascending order. So this is my fifth most exciting game that I'm looking forward to here. All right.
Drum roll.
Give me the drum roll sound. You already gave me the chain. The Miami Dolphins. The San Francisco 49ers. Mike McDaniel comes home and is going to stunt on Kyle Shanahan with Tyreek Hill the same way that Andy Reid did in the Bowl of Super 2 years ago.
That's right. I like that one.
Wow.
It is a little Miyagi, a little Karate Kid, mentor, mentee. Who's going to get the better of each other in that game?
Who do you think? I mean, if you had to, like, because didn't you see that? Like, that is the classic, like, apprentice shows up and beats the, like, Jedi Master, and then everybody's, like, quick to crown them, whatever. Like, that.
It's an interesting game, and it's an interesting matchup because I'm not in love with either of the quarterbacks, and you can change out Trey if you want for Jimmy there.
See, but like that's why, like, I think it could be like a you a How I Met Your Mother fan? You seen all of How I Met Your Mother?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. You know the episode The Gentleman, where like somebody is like missing out on everything, and then like they're the Blitz. That's actually what it is. And so somebody's like the person who misses out on everything, but then that like curse is passed on. I could totally see like the Niners transitioning their identity of who they've been to the Dolphins, like during that game, right? Like the Dolphins become this team with this incredible offensive mind that's like working everything up, all this talent, and a quarterback that sucks. Like it's a changing of the guard, so to speak. Two ships passing each other in the night.
Well, what I was going to say is when you have mediocre to like average, above average, slightly above average quarterbacks, the coaches really, really do matter. And so I think this does fit and feel like a chess match. And yeah, no, I think it's more interesting because now you have Tyreek Hill involved, and you even wonder if Debo Samuel will be still on San Francisco. It seems like they're trying to work out that situation, but Debo really hasn't moved, and we haven't heard about that in a while. So still wondering what happened.
It's a lot of speed in this game. Tyreek Hill, Debo Samuel, Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle's like, if you're playing DFS this week, whenever this game ends up being, that's the dude I want. I want a piece of Jalen Waddle. He's gonna have the game that's going off right here.
You know, George Kittle, when he's healthy, is elite. It's just been a little bit up and down when it has come to his health. So I think you saw him at the end of last year. Think as you do with everybody, you wish him a fully healthy season, and he's among the best when he's fully healthy. So yeah, it's a good matchup, and there's still a lot of question marks that you wonder on the San Francisco side even right now.
Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo will be there, maybe he won't. All right, second game in terms of games we're looking forward to here. So number four on my list, we're going in ascending order here again. You know, get the Dolphins out of the way.
Two, one.
No, this is a rematch of a divisional playoff game, Pete Sweeney, in the NFC. The reigning world champion, Los Angeles Rams, visiting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Some say it Tampa Bay. Some say Boca Raton. Some say the Buccaneers. You just never know how it's going to go down in Tampa. And so this is personal, I think, for Tom Brady. This is one of those, like, Tom Brady didn't sleep all week games. The fact that, you know, the Buccaneers almost came back, the Rams almost blew it in the divisional playoff game, the Cooper Kupp touchdown to set up the game-winning field goal. Like, this is going to be Tom Brady and the Buccaneers vanquishing the Rams. This isn't a game. This is a decision. This is Tom Brady deciding to obliterate the Rams.
Yeah, you could tell last year when Brady went to Foxborough. It was a regular season game. But he treated it and was acting essentially like this was a postseason game, an NFC versus an AFC team. And I could see him doing something similar for that. And then as you look, you know, just on a side note, as you look back at last year, that was probably ended up being because they didn't go to the Super Bowl again, the most important game that you'll remember from that season of Tom Brady was him going to Foxborough and defeating. And so now I think he'll be realigning himself. He's come back out of his, 2 week retirement or whatever it was, or, I think the focus now again is just simply winning another championship, which would be his eighth, which is ridiculous to say, especially in the NFL. And this will be a key game when you talk about not only because of last year, but it's a lot easier if you do have the bye week and there's only one of those. And so this could be a key game in that as well.
This is obviously potentially going to be huge when it comes to NFC playoff seeding, we expect. But I'm so interested to see
what the Rams look like defending a championship, because Sean McVay has always just been like the young coach, like chasing one. Like, you know, I mean, Pete, I know that you are going to say like, oh yeah, Chiefs get everybody's best shot every week. Everybody right. wants a shot at Patrick Mahomes.
Blah, no blah, doubt blah. About it. Yep.
By the way, Patrick Mahomes was not interviewed at an F1 race no. over the weekend.
No, he wasn't.
That was very awkward.
Sad moment there. Yep.
But
that is literally nightmare fuel to me, is going into an interview and thinking that like you're talking to a safety, because again, you're working with 90-man rosters right now, and you start asking questions about a running back. Yep, it just turns me.
I will say, so situation. I don't like the NFL's change last year as far as jersey numbers are concerned, like on principle, but like that only exacerbates the fear. You know what I'm saying? Because you just never know anymore. Like, you used to be able to kind of compartmentalize, you know, players by positional numbers, and now you can't do that anymore. So
that was actually a Chiefs rule change. So thank you to General Manager
losers,
Brett Veach for the jersey.
The Kansas City
change.
Chiefs, losers of you know, two big games in a row last couple seasons. Anyway, so. I am very excited. This is maybe the Bucks game I'm most excited for, because I also I was, you know, in putting together this list, I was having a difficult time, because I was kind of like, well, how can I get these teams on here? Like, these are the teams I'm looking forward to seeing. And like, can you name a divisional game you're excited to see the Buccaneers play? No, you can't. Like, like the NFC East gets like crapped on a lot. And I, you know, forgive me for defending the NFL's most storied division, but I mean, the NFC South sucks, dude. I mean,
it does have a little bit of juice. Just because
I think the NFC South is maybe worse right now than the AFC East ever was when Tom Brady was in that division.
That's an interesting point to make. Certainly when you look at the starting quarterbacks for Atlanta and Carolina, I mean, that should be 4-0 for both of the other two teams in New Orleans and Tampa, in my opinion. There is a little bit of juice between Tampa and New Orleans, just simply because that was the regular season Achilles heel for Tom Brady last year.
I know, but like, who
cares? And now you got the Honey Badger, and Jameis is back. And who knows, you know, you get those two games, and let's say New Orleans is able to repeat that. It could be interesting in the division. Do I anticipate that? No, but, you know, you talk about how Tom Brady wanted revenge on the team that beat him in the postseason. Probably pretty annoying to lose to Trevor Siemian and the New Orleans Saints. So I think he'll be juiced for that one as well.
Okay, so number three, games we are most looking forward to this season. Pete, I know you know the Amazon Prime game featuring the Chiefs and Chargers. That's week two. Where is that game located? That specific one?
That is at Arrowhead Stadium.
Okay, so that is not the game that is on my list. My third game that I am most looking forward to is the Kansas City Chiefs in LA against the Chargers. I know I just took a shot at the Chiefs, but here's the thing. This is why I'm excited about this game, is we are, I don't know, maybe like 2 months away from the same old, oh man, I'm picking the Chargers to win the AFC West. Like, people thinking this is vogue, this is hot, this is cool. Like, watch out. I tell you, the best quarterback of the AFC West isn't even Patrick Mahomes, and it's not Russell Wilson. Like, those takes are like lurking around the corner, and I am so excited for this game, because the Chargers, I maintain, are frauds. Like, people are so like, they just want to like, ooh, Chargers. The Chargers, like, not to only lost, the Chargers got like beat up by the Texans late in the season. Again, we kill the Colts for how they lost to the Jaguars and the Raiders. The same Chargers lost to the Texans by a wider margin. They got stomped by them, and then lost to the Raiders in horrible fashion. And it's not just Justin Herbert, who for whatever reason, NFL Twitter and NFL minds have just like decided is impervious and incapable of having any sort of demerits against him whatsoever. But Brandon Staley, ooh, he's so cool. Ooh, he brings his venti, you know, Starbucks to the press conferences. Like, ooh, Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley arguably had the biggest choke job of any NFL coach last season. Is that fair to say? The tie situation, like, that is
the
so
timeout,
overlooked.
The timeout is, I mean, and you when you talk about that particular timeout, you spell it T-I-E-M-O-U-T. You switch because it ended up costing them the tie, which would have sent them to the postseason. And the Raiders, they didn't want to say it exactly, but they pretty much admitted.
Like, how many times
conference that they would have let the clock?
How many times can you directly assign a loss to a decision that a coach made? Like, I know that's a weird question, but like,
and such a key game.
Exactly. Like, in a key moment. And again, they are just like, you know, like, the Chargers to me are the Fast and Furious movies. Like, I don't understand why they make so much money. I don't understand why people like them. I don't understand how they keep churning them out. And like, the same
Vin Diesel. Yeah. I mean,
I guess that's Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert is officially Vin Diesel, but I mean, or, and Brandon Staley's The Rock, but But like I am so pumped for this game because I honestly think the Chargers will probably win that game at Arrowhead because like that's the Chargers are the new Raiders, right? Like, yeah. Oh, we show up for this big game. We show up for the big bad Chiefs in the division because they've had it forever. Blah, blah, blah. They are going to get just owned in their building by Patrick Mahomes and co. This was the Chiefs in LA and SoFi was the origin. I don't know if you remember this, Pete, of your he refuses to lose take. And so the entire Chiefs roster is going to refuse to lose. This is going to be
I've never seen Mahomes accept a loss. That's something that I haven't seen yet. So it's always an outright refusal. I'm looking forward to that game too. I actually was able to go to LA last year for this one and it was an evening game. It was really good. It was a thriller. These Chiefs Chargers games, now that Herbert has been involved.
Yeah, I don't think it was a thriller. It was kind of close, and then it was like boring at the end because that's who the Chargers are.
OT.
I know, but like it never felt in question to me. It really never did. Like thinking back on that, and so this is.
I was pretty. That's better than I was because I was pretty sure the Chiefs were going to lose that game toward the end of it, and then they rallied back.
I am so excited for this because this will be the destruction of so many Chargers takes. This will be the Chiefs reminding everyone who they are without Tyreek Hill. I mean, I'm pumped. My Chiefs are back, baby.
Yeah. What I would tell you is this game, this particular game is one you're going to have to wait for. Cause we don't know the full schedule, but if we're getting Chiefs Chargers week two for that prime launch, they tend to backload the schedule. So I don't think you're going to be seeing, I wouldn't be stunned if this was a January 12th-ish game with the new way they run the schedule. The 17
doesn't
games.
Matter. Chiefs by 50. Anyway, okay, so number two.
Just hold on. It's going
to
be a while.
Number two on my list, games we are most looking forward to. Pete, you knew it. I mean, I mentioned it, blogging the boys, America's team. I couldn't come into this and not have a Dallas Cowboys game. Right? I just couldn't, you know, and I don't think you want that. You don't want to live
number
in that
two.
World. You know?
Number two.
Well, let me tell you why, Pete. Similar to how the Google Doc owns you here on Monday Football Monday. Like, it is, you know, you've never won.
Remind me of what you're talking about again.
Never won against the Google Doc. There is one kryptonite for the Dallas Cowboys, and it's not just green. It's green and gold. The Green Bay Packers.
The Pack, go Pack, go.
Are the thorn in the Cowboys' side. And this season, Pete, the Dallas Cowboys will visit the iconic Lambeau Field. Football's most holiest cathedral will play host to one of the NFL's oldest, most longtime rivalries with the Cowboys and the Packers. And what's more is beyond the juice of Aaron Rodgers owning the Dallas Cowboys, beyond the fact that Dak Prescott is 1-0 at Lambeau Field in his career, beyond the fact that the Dallas Cowboys will return to the scene of the crime with a different wide receiver wearing number 88, it will be the return of the fallen son. Mike McCarthy comes back to Lambeau Field with the better historical team in the NFC in the Dallas Cowboys to face Aaron Rodgers. The bitterness, the pettiness will be on display, and I cannot wait to see the Cowboys get waxed on Sunday Night Football by Aaron Rodgers and his team.
Yeah, this is a game the Cowboys should have, especially with the pass catchers and what was blown up in Green Bay. I don't know who Aaron Rodgers is going to be working with this year. Even though Green Bay has Rodgers, I have my doubts about them really making any waves now that they decided to just give away their top receiver. I'm excited for you to be excited about this game. I think this one has a little bit less juice than it has in recent years, but I think both fans of each franchise will get reasonably pumped up for this game, just considering the McCarthy Lombardi trophy factor. For sure.
I will say this, Pete. The last time that the Dallas Cowboys fired a head coach midway through the season was Wade Phillips. Yeah. Do you know the last game that he coached for the Dallas Cowboys? Do you know? Who was against?
Of course I do, yes.
Who was it? Who was against? You could do this. I believe in you.
Of course it was against the Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean, I feel like the whole pulse of this conversation would make it rather obvious. It was against the Green Bay Packers.
I thought you were going to say Jaguars. Okay.
It was against the Green Bay Packers. Actually, this game came a week after the Cowboys lost to the Jaguars. So that's actually pretty interesting. As a result of losing to the Jaguars, the 1-6 Cowboys limped into Lambeau Field. That game was on Sunday Night Football. They lost 45-7. and Jerry Jones fired Wade Phillips the next week. Jason Garrett took over, and the next decade of our lives was just like completely pissed away. But
nothing better than a 40 burger being dropped on the Dallas Cowboys. Am I right or am I right?
I mean, you're right. All I'm saying is Mike McCarthy was a part of that. Mike McCarthy had a hand in a Dallas Cowboys coach being fired after the Cowboys lost at Lambeau Field. So just never know. Never know how it's going to go. Are you ready for the game that I am most looking forward to this season?
I can't wait to hear it. This is what I've been waiting for the whole show.
Are you sure?
Let's do it.
All right. So I wanted to avoid division rivalries. You know, it's cause like, you know, whatever they happen, blah, blah. Look, Pete, I'm with you, right? Like I've offered myself, like the Chiefs Brigade, like what's the name of the Chiefs fandom? Like Chiefs Kingdom, right? You know, save me a seat in the kingdom, right? Like I'm here, right? You know,
sure. Yes.
I don't like the white jerseys, but I'm open to a red one. Right? I hate I don't know why people buy that yellow one. Can't believe that thing's ever moved any units. But
my sister loves the yellow Chiefs jersey.
Disgusting.
She owns a couple of them. Yeah. Okay.
As much as I'm in, there's one team that can pull me up. All right. There's one team that can always pull me out, and they had their way with the Kansas City Chiefs last year in the regular season before they wanted to complain about their overtime loss, which led to an NFL rule change. The Buffalo Bills at the Kansas City Chiefs. And Pete, I tell you, this game is destined for overtime. And I tell you that it is destined for the Chiefs to win the coin toss. And I tell you what, Pete, I tell you that they are going to score, only for the Bills to come back and everyone to say, see, I told you this was a brilliant rule change. This is exactly what the NFL needed. Only for Patrick Mahomes to then go down the field and hand them another L because he's Patrick Mahomes. This is football karma coming for the Bills because the Bills whined and complained. This is going to be a show. It's going to be awesome. The week leading up to it's going to be great. But the Bills are destined to lose this game in devastating fashion.
Isn't the change only for the playoffs, RJ?
It doesn't. Okay, forget that part of it. But I mean, still, like it is. They are still destined to lose the game in devastating fashion.
I'll say this, and you know, for the rest of the league's fans, and if you follow another team, you're gonna roll your eyes at me. But I don't care. This is definitely gonna be a game where the entire world is picking Buffalo to come in and win. You're gonna see these Fox Sunday and CBS Sunday and NFL Network preview.
Dude, and Kyle Brandt is gonna go horse on Good Morning Football.
Like, it's gonna be a line of Buffalo.
This is actually
Bills
a Good Morning Football off. This is Kyle Brandt versus Peter Schrager. You know what I mean? Like this is
Arrowhead Pride Advocate, Peter Schrager, sure. Yes, but you'll see. There'll be when they make their picks, there'll be a line of Buffalo Bills helmets. Maybe not all. Maybe you'll see one or two KC, but it's going to be such a hot pick. And then it's going to be a good game, and one the Chiefs are going to have a chance to win. I'm not saying they're definitely going to win, but look, you see people trying to write off this team, and it's going to be worse this year because they ended up unloading Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. And this, to me, is like the Patrick Mahomes prove-it year. And so we'll see if he can follow through with that. And that to me is the number one storyline in Kansas City. And this is certainly the number one game on their schedule. Unless you want to say them visiting Cincinnati, you may be 1A, 1B type of situation. Yeah.
I'm very excited for this game. It's going to have a lot of juice. It hurts me to say that I'm guaranteeing a Buffalo Bills loss in this game, but that being said, Pete, this loss, will be the moment on the Super Bowl DVD for the Bills. You know what I'm saying? Like they'll be like, you know, that loss, you know, we've had this thing going back and forth with Kansas City for a couple of years now and losing there, you know, in the season that we had such promise, like that really refocused us. Like, so there's several predictions kind of buried within this particular one, if you'll allow me.
Yeah. No, you know what I find interesting about this is if the Chiefs would have went on to win the Super Bowl, I think it would have even more juice. It is hurt a little bit by the fact that like the Chiefs ended up just blowing it the next game. I think it would be, you know, so now the Chiefs in a sense had to refocus, and we'll see what ends up happening. It should be a very, very interesting game. This one is destined for prime time in some capacity, in my opinion.
Actually, I disagree. This is staying. CBS ain't letting this one get out of their
You think
palms.
It's going to be a 12 noon in this Central Time?
This is CBS, you know, 4 p.m. Eastern. What I'm saying. Like, this is one of those games where, like, it's going to be dark before the first quarter's over at Arrowhead. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be, like, in November. You know, it's going to be awesome.
Be a flyover, late afternoon flyover.
Give me the flyover sign. I know you can do it. And the home of the Ian Rappaport just tweeted out, sources, All-Pro cornerback Richard Sherman is deep in talks with Amazon for a key role in their programming this coming season. He'll stay in shape for a possible NFL opportunity, but as of now, all eyes on his broadcasting career.
How do we order a MFM breaking news bug?
On Amazon. That's how we order it. Okay.
Amazon Prime?
We'll kind of...
Delivered in 1 to 2 days.
We'll dance through these a little bit, but these are five games I've got. So again, We're about to be overloaded with schedule news content, right? Like, it's going to be...
Love it. Nothing better.
Last week, we were getting the most miles that are being traveled, teams covering the most distances. Like, I don't know if it was in kilometers or miles. You know how many feet are in a mile, Pete? You know how many?
Yep. Yeah.
How many?
100 feet.
I actually, the other day, when I usually walk my dog for a mile in the mornings and in the afternoons, and I tried to count his steps, which was very difficult. But I approximated
every second he's taking four.
That's what
steps
I'm saying. I approximated that a mile for him is like 7,000 to 10,000 steps. I was doing some math.
Wow.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
These are games that later this week, network television shows, local radio shows in these markets are going to be making a big deal about. This is going to be a big game. And I promise you, Pete, it's going to be a stinker. And it's really not that big of a game. This is just low-hanging fruit. All right, you ready for
this? Hype train. You're saying this is a incorrect hype train.
Yeah, this is like, this is all hype. This is all hype. No substance.
All hype, no hustle.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
All hype, no hustle. No hustle.
That's
all
right.
Hype. Yeah. Anyway, all right, so
I see a TikTok in your future.
Oh, dude, okay. I am big on the TikTok now. RJ.Ochoa is where I can be found.
RJ Talk, baby.
TikTokin. Anyway.
PT Ochoa.
We'll go in ascending order here as well. So number five, Mambo number five. The Jacksonville Jaguars visiting the New York Jets. Jets are back. Jets had a big draft. We got Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, 2021 quarterbacks, big time situation, 1-2 overall, big matchup, Doug Peterson maybe considered coaching the Jets, but now he's coaching the Jaguars, and, the Jaguars took Trayvon Walker, the Jets took, not a pass rusher, but still, I mean, they could have taken
Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, I mean, so this is a big, Jaguars. At the end of the day, this is two cellar dwellers in the AFC. Oh, this is too. This game is going to be like 13-6. This game's going to suck. This game isn't going to be interesting by any means.
Oh God, no! Don't say
This is going to be the game that the Jets incorrectly wear their black uniforms. I don't really hate those uniforms, but if you're going to wear them, you cannot wear them against a team that has black in their color scheme. Like, wear them against the Chiefs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Wear them against the Chargers or the Dolphins. But when you wear them against a team with black, then it blends. You know, it just looks awkward.
I will say, maybe not this game in particular, I am eager to see Jacksonville this year because I think you got to throw away that first year.
No.
Of Trevor Lawrence, you have to throw it away.
Oh,
and so to me, this is
cool with,
This is almost like a new rookie year for him. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I think you're right in your notion, which is rare for you. So congrats.
Mm-hmm.
What I tell you is this is a game between two teams that would deem their season a success if they went like 8-9 or 9-8. And that's never a recipe for what will, you know, be technically speaking a good game between two good teams, because those teams are not good. They're average or mediocre. So yeah, I can get on board with this one.
Boring. All right. Number four on my list of games will be made into a big deal, but are actually low hanging fruit. I believe, Pete, I'm making sure. Okay. So I've had one division rivalry, obviously the Chiefs and the Chargers that I talked about will serve as an obliteration. Mm-hmm. Like, cause and it'll be hyped. Like, oh, Chiefs, this one will be hyped too. This will be like, oh, this is a revenge game. This is whatever. Now this ain't revenge. This is just big brother reminding little brother who the better wrestler is here. All right. The Cincinnati Bengals visiting the Queen City.
Charlotte.
Isn't the Queen City Baltimore? Pretty certain. The Baltimore Ravens are going to hang 50 on the Bengals. I know the Bengals had their way with the Ravens last year. I know Jamar Chase had like 1,000 yards. I know Joe Burrow. I know they did the gritty and all this stuff, whatever. No. The Baltimore Ravens are coming this season, Pete. I mean, the only team I might be able to talk myself more into than the Bills is the Ravens. They are coming. The injury regression is going to hit the Ravens hard in a very positive sense. I mean, like, they played with last year without so many players, and their draft was amazing. This is a Kyle Hamilton 3-interception game. Like, this, because that's just what Baltimore does. Crab cakes and what is it?
Football
and crab cakes. That's what Maryland does. They're doing it here. The Baltimore Ravens having their way with the Cincinnati Bengals. How come we don't call Cincinnati Sin City, by the way? I was thinking about that recently.
So
Cincinnati.
I looked this up, and this is for the MF double MVP notes. The Queen City is actually Cincinnati, it says.
Oh, bad look by me. Then the Charm City is what it is. I always get them mixed up. Yeah.
You actually called the wrong city, and you had two options. You actually called the wrong city.
No,
in
because
the game.
Hit me out. I can land this plane. I play chess with Kyle Barber from Baltimore Beatdown, SB Nation's home for Baltimore Ravens content. And so queens are always on my mind when it comes to Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? So, but the queen will fall in this game to the Chargers.
Okay. Good to know. I think these games are always fun in this division in particular, and I think you have a lot of candidates to win the division. I think Cincinnati is already, you can start to see in some of these off-season press conferences, they're already in like this wasn't a fluke mode, because I think everyone sort of feels they came out of nowhere and had like the Cinderella run. Is it really repeatable? And the division is going to be a huge part of that, obviously. So this game will have, I don't think you're giving this one in particular as much credit, and you know, to make the prediction that you did is feeding right into what will be that storyline, you know, going into this type of game.
See, you said Cinderella. This is Cinderella versus Belle. All right, as far as Battle of the Princesses is concerned, but Belle has the beast. That's what Baltimore is. Baltimore is the true beast. They're bringing the beauty. All of it's coming. All right, for Cinderella. All right, you know. So watch out, Bengals. That's what I'm saying. This game won't be close. All right. So next one.
Slipper fits.
Next one. These are games that are going to be made into a big deal, going to be hyped up, like you said. Like, you know, the network shows are going to go crazy for these games, but they're actually going to be terrible. Number two. The Denver Broncos. Broncos country. That's right. Visiting the Seattle Seahawks. Russell's return. Russell is back in Seattle. He used to say go Hawks, but now he says Broncos country. Let's ride. This is going to be so
what
gross.
A gift.
It's
what
gonna be. I don't even want to watch this game. It's gonna be nasty.
The worst would be if Drew Lock or Geno Smith wills the Seahawks to victory.
I don't guarantee in seriousness a lot of things this far in advance. I will guarantee that the like hype video that the Seahawks play and then ultimately put out on social will end with rookie Russell Wilson saying "Go Hawks." I guarantee that.
Well, that's an easy prediction.
Pete? I don't see a list from you here today. So you know what? Why don't you rest calling things easy?
I'm eager for this game. I think the most interesting part is seeing Russell Wilson struggle in this game. And I think there'll be something that will make you really look forward to the idea of Wilson taking the field and that stadium rocking for the first time while he's the quarterback, like unfamiliar territory. I liked it. I'm going to be interested in this game. So I definitely don't think this game should be on the list.
Secondary prediction here, fresh. And this is a brand new prediction. This wasn't on the notes, but fresh off of the Richard Sherman news. All right. Cause he's working in, this is Amazon Prime. That's what this game, this is Amazon Prime. So we can get Richard Sherman's thoughts on Russell Wilson
great.
Back in Seattle. Lock it
I
up.
Love that.
Lock it up.
No, I think week. That's a decent prediction, and I'd be eager for an Amazon broadcast. I think I have a hot take here on the announcers. I think that Kirk Herbstreit and Al Michaels, low key, could be the new best possible combination. I really would be interested in listening to them on Thursday nights.
Last one, and I really don't want to spend too much time on here, but this game's going to get a lot of hype and undeservedly so, which is why it was number one on my list. The Cleveland Browns visiting the Houston Texans. Obviously, there'll be a lot of talk about Deshaun Watson. It's all gross. It's all lame. Get rid of the Browns forever.
Yeah, this is really dependent on what happens with Deshaun Watson, which we still don't know. The last that we heard, what's up, Bear? The last that we heard, Roger Goodell is saying the NFL is still, you know, in the midst of their investigation. There are still the 20 plus civil suits out there. We're unsure if he's even going to play. Is he going to be on the commissioner's list? I mean, this could be something that is hyped up and then ends up being Jacoby Brissett, right? Versus what would be Davis Mills. So
let me ask you that question. Do you think that this game is in the front or second half of the schedule? Do you think the NFL protects itself from itself and puts this game on the second half so that if Deshaun Watson is suspended by them, this is the same like governing body that he will be allowed to play in this game?
You know, everything, every trend of this situation has told you that it'll be in the second half of the schedule. You know, the NFL should go into it and say, you know, it doesn't matter. Let's put it wherever. But, you know, everything surrounding the situation is pointed to the NFL protecting itself and making sure that they have a hot ticket of Watson visiting his old team. Yeah,
I think if I have to like answer my own question, I don't think so, because this isn't like a big game. It's not like the Texans are good, you know, and that's the same goes with not that Russell Wilson's facing suspension, but like the same goes with the Seahawks. Like the two teams in question here are not very good. They're going to be some of the worst teams.
I have a couple that maybe you missed that I find interesting.
I definitely didn't miss anything, but okay, go ahead.
I have three. The Chiefs are visiting the Buccaneers, which is a Super Bowl.
Tyreek Hill has 238 yards on three catches in the first quarter,
which is a Super Bowl rematch. And
who won that game? Who lost that game?
The Chiefs lost. They had one in the regular season in the same stadium. What I would tell you about this game that's interesting is I think it's important for the Mahomes legacy to try to continue to get as many wins against Tom Brady as he possibly can. And this gives him an opportunity. I know it's not the same, obviously, that was the Super Bowl, but it gives him an opportunity maybe in his last chance to beat Tom Brady when Brady demolished him the last time, maybe not of his own fault, but whatever. But I like the Mahomes Brady matchup. I know you're probably tired of that, RJ, but I think it is worth mentioning. I also, okay. Do you have anything comments on that?
I was going to say, like, I do feel like Mahomes Brady has lost some juice, and that has nothing to do with like Mahomes or Brady. It's like the change, like there's so much changes. Yeah. You know, it's like it's not the same. Like the first couple were thrilling. Like the first Chiefs Patriots game was amazing, the regular season one, but right. Even the AFC title game that New England won. But I mean, this, you know, it's like it's been there, done that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, cool, whatever. Like you're still, this is like Grey's Anatomy. Like you're still making seasons of this. You know what I mean? Like whatever.
But the Chiefs, they just have a couple of these big games on their calendar, and I look at them visiting Cincinnati. Is another one. These are just two opportunities to really, I think, put yourself back on that pedestal. You missed this one, RJ, but Washington visiting the Philadelphia Eagles, baby.
I mean,
Carson Wentz going in, he's taking command. He's trying to show that he is the quarterback they let get away. I think that has some juice there in the NFC East, and I think that'll get some love as well.
I think that is going to be earlier in the season because the NFL wants to guarantee that we get that. And we don't know with Carson and injuries and mm-hmm. whatever. So I agree with sure. you. That's fair. Okay. What's your third
and
one?
And then you buried the lead on this show. We've been, 42 minutes and counting. How has this game not been mentioned? And that, of course, is the Indianapolis Colts going into AT&T Stadium. They've heard all the
oh,
hate,
this is
RJ
Colts versus
show.
RJ is what you're saying. Yeah, oh.
they have heard the countless Monday Football Mondays and the Blogging the Boys podcast mm-hmm. about their operations.
They're frauds. They're losers. I am not.
They make excuses.
Dan Quinn is going to disintegrate Matt Ryan. That is the like subplot of the game, by the way.
You know, we at the SB Nation NFL show have gotten in touch with Matt Ryan's camp, and Ryan has heard all the hate that RJ has been spewing out. He's a non-believer in what the Colts are building. He doesn't believe in all their excuses, and now Ryan is going into Dallas with an added chip on his shoulder. So to me, man, that is the most anticipated game of this NFL season.
All right, Pete, I really don't care about your contributions. Rachel, what game are you most looking forward to this season that we did not happen to mention here? I fancy, or I assume that it will include the Baltimore Ravens in some capacity. Rachel, what is your official answer?
It was not actually including the Ravens.
Ooh.
Originally, I had Pete's answer. For Eagles, Commanders. That's what I was looking forward to. Okay. So great job, Pete. Brownie
points. I'm sensing this is going in the right direction. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, we didn't get there yet. We didn't get there yet.
Okay, okay. Whoa. Miss Dry Cheerios. Okay, whatever.
I don't know if this is going to happen, but it would be cool what would just happen with the trade Ravens-Cardinals. But.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that they play each other this year, but I like where your head is. Right. Yeah, I like
that would be cool. But
okay, Rachel, the time has come.
Yes,
Monday Football Monday Most Valuable Player, MF Double MVP. Who does it go to, and why?
RJ, he had the list. Like he had the entire list. So.
Unbelievable. I had three key games.
Brownie points when you mentioned the Colts Cowboys. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, gotta give him
two in a row.
Look, I understand.
I want to thank the Colts for finally doing something legitimate. And I want to thank Rachel.
This comes down to one vote. It is so subjective when RJ wins it. It's not an objective pick. And you, for what it's worth, if we had an LVP, the Baltimore Ravens can only play Arizona in the Super Bowl. We know that's not right.
Wow, Rachel. Pete's coming for you. Wow.
I'm going back. I'm pushing back.
This is low.
Is that a Super Bowl?
You know what?
Is that a Super Bowl prediction? What are we doing here?
Let's get out of here. All right. Rachel, the final words belong to you, not Pete. Say something and send us home.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yes.
Later, one and all.
Goodbye, everyone.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.